Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, welcome to the $100 MBA Show. If you're hustling to make it happen, then we're here to help with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a must-read episode where I share with you a book that I've read that has helped me as an entrepreneur and has helped our business. I share with you some of the takeaways, how it's influenced me, as well as why you should read it. And today's must-read is Brand Against the Machine by John Michael Morgan. Brand Against the Machine is probably the best branding book I've read because it's simple. Too many branding books out there are overcomplicated, and it actually breaks down what is branding and why is it important. A lot of us get branding and marketing confused, but I'm going to clarify all that in today's episode and share with you my favorite takeaways from Brand Against the Machine. Let's get down to business, guys. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. When it comes to your website, you have to go with the pros, and that means HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, and email, you always have somebody to help you out with your website, your domain needs, your marketing needs, even your design needs. And you can get started today with a 25% discount from HostGator. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Again, that's HostGator.com. Use promo code OMARHOOKUP. What I love about this book, Brand Against the Machine, is that it simplifies branding, and it really clarifies the difference between branding and marketing. I'm going to save you some headaches and give you a clear definition from what I've learned. Branding is what other people say about your business. It's how they describe you. That's your brand. When people talk about your business, they say you're fun, hip, and exciting. That's your brand. If people say you're easy to use and well-designed, that's your brand. And also people say that if you're confusing and daunting, that's also your brand. So again, your brand is how people describe you. Now, marketing is your efforts to get people to know you. So you want to get in front of people. You want to make sure that people know about you so they can learn about your brand, so they can learn about your business. So your brand is how other people describe you when they get to know you, and marketing is the effort of getting people to know you so they can know your brand, and obviously to get those people to become customers. Ooh, I just saved you a whole bunch of headaches and clarified that. So why do I love this book? First of all, the chapters are really small, so you can actually jump in and out of this book very easily. So you can read a chapter or two in 10 minutes or so, and you can jump back into the book later on in the day or later on tomorrow or the next day. The learnings and the thoughts are quite short. Secondly, it's a very modern outlook on branding. That's why the book is titled Brand Against the Machine. The machine here is the old way of branding. A big part of the premise of the book is times have changed. Now, because they're short chapters, there are many chapters. There's actually 61 chapters. But each chapter kind of builds upon itself. So he starts out with why branding? Why do you need to brand? Then he goes through a branding framework, which is really useful. Then he talks about visibility versus ability. Then he goes into does attention equal trust? So you could see how each chapter builds upon each other. I really like the way he structures the book. And of course, he talks about marketing versus branding, what I just mentioned before. One of my favorite chapters of the book is chapter 9, and it's titled, Do You Believe? This chapter really resonated with me, and it made me change the way I think about our brands. Let me read you a quick passage from that chapter. Warning, this section teeters dangerously close to sounding like a motivational speaker. This isn't my intent, but pay close attention, because how much you believe in yourself plays a huge factor in how successful your brand will be. Self-belief is the best strategy I know, and when you're full of self-doubt, you will have a hard time moving forward. It will hold you back more than you can possibly imagine. Self-doubt is the number one cause of failure for most entrepreneurs. Self-doubt leads to fear. Fear keeps you from even taking action. And fear keeps you from progress. If you're going to be afraid of being poor. I love that. Because we all need motivation. And maybe not having enough money to pay your bills is a strong enough motivation for you. So what I got out of that chapter is that I really got to believe in what I do. I really got to start believing in myself. Because once you start having full confidence in what you do, it really shines in your brand. People start trusting you because they say, wow, this person's confident. I should trust them. Now, this happens on a subconscious level even. When you meet somebody in person, let's say in a conference, and they're confident. They're not cocky, but they're confident. They really believe in what they're saying. They've been doing it for a few years, and they know what they're talking about. You have a different impression of this person. You automatically start to respect them. And you're actually a little bit intrigued. You want to get to know them. You want to be their friend. Confidence is attractive, and that goes for your business as well. If your brand is confident, people will be attracted to it. Another chapter that's worth the book alone is chapter 19, where he talks about many shades of you. He says in this chapter, we like it in business when people show their personality. It adds a human element that far too many businesses are lacking. A little personality goes a long way. So feel free to let your hair down. I love this, and it's so true. You want to hear a funny statistic? Our number one blog post that gets the most traffic and is ranked the highest on Google is a blog post called My Top 40 Business Books. And this is one of the books, actually, in that top 40 list. But the number two blog post is a blog post called 16 Things You Don't Know About Me, But Should. And it has nothing to do with business, marketing, MBA, anything. It's all about me. It's me introducing myself to the audience, showing my personality, letting them into my world and letting them know a few things that they may not know. And that was a really hard post for me to write because I had to kind of be a little vulnerable and share some things I usually don't share in public. But I realized that I value the people that read my blog. I value people that listen to the show. And in some ways, they're the closest people to me. We resonate in some way. We're kindred spirits in some way. And I get the most replies on emails for that post. And I get a whole lot of traffic because people resonate with people and not businesses as a huge entity. But Brand Against the Machine has some really practical chapters as well, like how your branding is reflected on your website. And that chapter is called Why Your Website Sucks. And the opening line of this chapter is great. It says, if you think your website's perfect, then you need this chapter more than you know. And in this chapter, it really talks about the function of your website and what's important. He focuses on how important generating leads on your website is, opposed to just being a fancy brochure. That's not the function of your website. The function of your website is to invite people to learn more. And they do that by submitting their email address so you can give them more. All in all, I have to say this is probably the most comprehensive book on branding I've read. It's an easy read, and it's actually quite funny. And it gave me a more broader understanding of what branding is. And I think that was the best benefit of this book. It gave me all these different perspectives of how to change my brand so it is more me. And more effective and more aligned with what I offer. It helped me get a little bit clearer too. When you have a clear brand, you know who you are. You know what you're standing for. And when you talk about your business, it's very clear to you. When it's all cloudy and vague, it's really hard to describe to people why you're relevant, why you're important. Guys, I got more on today's must read. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Pipedrive. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, sales can be tough. But it doesn't have to be. With Pipedrive, the CRM for small teams with big ambitions, the pain and frustration of tracking deals with email and spreadsheets is gone forever. Salespeople and entrepreneurs love Pipedrive because it visualizes your sales pipeline, highlighting opportunities and potential problems, ultimately ensuring important activities and conversations don't get dropped. And sales managers love it because they don't need to nag their team to use their CRM. Pipedrive is easy to use and simple to get started. You can be up and running in minutes. And if you need extra help, Pipedrive also has great tutorials and an incredible supportive responsive team. Want some other cool things about Pipedrive? How about forecasting, iOS and Android mobile apps, awesome integrations with the likes of Google Apps, MailChimp, Zapier, Yesware, and more. and a powerful API for those who like to build their own software solutions. Head on over to pipedrive.com/MBA and start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's pipedrive.com/MBA. Branding is important in business. It's not just for artists or creatives. It helps define what you're all about and how you stand out from the competition. If you're looking for a book to clarify your brand, to help you build a brand that is not only congruent, then I highly recommend you check out Brand Against the Machine by John Michael Morgan. It's a super easy read, it's fun, and it's actually a great reference. I like to go back to it and read a chapter or two whenever I need a branding boost. And one last takeaway from this book is I learned that branding is not black and white. There's a lot of gray, and it could be whatever you want. There's no right or wrong way to do it. There's just a way to do it for you. And it takes time to form a brand. It takes time to polish it, and it's ever evolving. It keeps improving. I mean, look at the big businesses like Facebook and Google. Their brands keep changing. They change their logos. They change the way they appear. They change what they're known for. So pick up this book and keep polishing your brand. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. If you want to pick up a copy of Brand Against the Machine on Amazon, there's a link in today's show notes. Just go to 100mba.net/MBA436. Guys, I love delivering these daily lessons to you every single day. And what I love also is reading your reviews on iTunes. It helps me improve the show. It also lets me know what are your favorite takeaways. So if you haven't left us an iTunes rating and review yet, go ahead and do that right now. It takes 2 minutes. If you're on your iPhone, click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Or you can just head on to iTunes, search the $100 MBA show, and just click the link that says leave us a review. Thank you in advance for that. And remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. It's our way to say thank you every single Friday for leaving us those amazing reviews. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. I know we all have busy lives and we're running our business. And I know many of us are still in a job and we're running our business on the side. So we're super busy and we got our own personal commitments as well. So maybe reading as many books as I recommend is hard. And I get that. But sometimes I will recommend and say, this is the best book I've read in this topic. Then you should make note of that and pick up that book and read it. And when it comes to branding, Brand Against the Machine is the best branding book I've read. And if you want some clarification when it comes to your brand, pick it up and thank me later. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.